Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. In this episode, we're taking a look back towards the past. Not past episodes of Coffee Break French, but the past, so that we can start talking about what happened or what has happened in the past. We'll be looking, therefore, at the formation of the perfect tense, which is formed by combining avoir, a verb which we know already, and the past participle. We'll be talking about how to form past participles in this lesson. I hope you enjoy it. Now, the perfect tense, or some of you may know it as the present perfect tense, is the tense that you use in French to talk about what you have done. Anna, remind us what you said. You said you have done particular things. What have you done?
I said that I have had lots to do for uni.
I have had.
And that I have prepared a presentation on German culture.
Okay, so I have prepared. And?
And I said that I have also joined a gym and I have worked out every day.
So I have joined, I have worked out, I have prepared, I have had. And I said I have taken some time off this week. I have spent some time with my family and I have had lots of content to prepare. So I have done something. Now, what we're going to do to learn how to use this construction in French is to begin with the done, prepared, the joined, the taken, and so on. And I'm going to look at four examples, common verbs that we've seen lots of times, and we're going to think about how you would translate sung. Sung in French is chanter.
Chanter.
Now, you'll be thinking, it sounds just like to sing, chanter. Well, to sing is spelt C-H-A-N-T-E-R, and sung is spelt C-H-A-N-T-E, acute. Okay, chanter.
Chanter.
Now, second one is danced. Danser.
Danser.
Now, again, the infinitive of to dance is danser, D-A-N-S-E-R. But this form, this danced form, is D-A-N-S-E, acute. Okay, you're probably seeing a pattern. The next word is eaten, from the verb to eat, which is manger. And eaten is manger, M-A-N-G-E, acute. The infinitive being manger, M-A-N-G-E-R. So far we've had sung, which was?
Chanter.
Danced.
Danser.
Eaten.
Manger.
And one last one, we're going to look at spoken, from the verb to speak, parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. Anna, can you guess what spoken would be?
Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R.
Absolument. Okay, so we've got chanter, danser, manger, parler, each ending in E acute. So, spoken, sung, danced, eaten. And we're going to put each of these together with the phrase I have, which we know already. Anna, how do you say I have?
J'ai.
Of course. J'ai being J apostrophe A-I. J'ai. So, I have eaten. What was the word for eaten?
Manger.
M-A-N-G-E, acute. So, I have eaten.
J'ai mangé.
J'ai mangé. Okay. I have danced.
J'ai dansé.
J'ai dansé. I have sung.
J'ai chanté.
J'ai chanté. And I have spoken.
J'ai parlé.
J'ai parlé. J'ai parlé, j'ai dansé, j'ai chanté, j'ai mangé. So we are taking I have and then taking the done something part and translating that. We already know how to say I have, j'ai, and you have, tu as, and he has, il a, she has, Anna.
Elle a.
We have.
Nous avons.
You have.
Vous avez.
They have.
Ils ont.
So, j'ai, tu as, il a, elle a, nous avons, vous avez, ils ont, elles ont. And all we're doing with them is adding something else in. And that part, the chanter, danser, manger, parler. So, sung, danced, eaten, spoken. That part there is what's called the past participle. Now, those of you who have heard this word before, particularly in the States, will probably know it as participle. In the UK, we pronounce it stressing the second syllable, participle. But whether you say participle or participle, it doesn't matter. It's the same thing. It's that part of the verb that's sung, danced, eaten, or spoken. I had forgotten that last one there. So, I have done something. I have spoken. How would you say that?
J'ai parlé.
I have danced.
J'ai dansé.
I have sung.
J'ai chanté.
I have eaten.
J'ai mangé.
Now, let's think about what we've done to these verbs to form the past participle. If the infinitive of a verb, let's say to speak, is parler, how's that spelled?
P-A-R-L-E-R.
Yep, so it ends in ER. We know that already, a regular ER infinitive. What we've done to that infinitive to form the past participle is taken off the ER and added iacute. So we take off the ER and add iacute to form the past participle of our regular ER verb. Let's put that into practice. Let's take danser, the infinitive. So how do we form the past participle of danser?
You take off the ER and add iacute.
Exactly. Take off the ER and add iacute. So danser, ER, becomes danser, iacute. Now, it probably sounds a little strange listening to this because, as you know, danser, ER, and danser, iacute sound the same. But nonetheless, it's very important in written French that you understand that there's a difference between danser, ER, infinitive, and danser, iacute, the past participle. Earlier, Anna said that she had prepared a presentation. So if she wants to say, I have prepared a presentation, the infinitive of to prepare is préparer. So Anna, how would you say, I have prepared?
J'ai préparé.
Yeah, and how would you spell the ending of préparer?
You would spell it with I acute at the end.
Absolutely. So, préparer, I acute, j'ai préparé, and a presentation is une présentation. So, I have prepared a presentation.
J'ai préparé une présentation.
Une présentation.
Une présentation.
There's another I acute there. Présentation. Présentation.
Présentation.
Okay. Now, I said I have spent some time with my family. To spend time in that situation in French is to pass time. So to pass is passer.
Passer.
So how would I say I have spent?
J'ai passé.
J'ai passé. That's iacute again. J'ai passé. And if I'm going on to say some time, partitive article there, du temps. J'ai passé du temps with my family, avec ma famille. J'ai passé du temps avec ma famille.
J'ai passé du temps avec ma famille.
Anna, how would you say I spent some time with my friends?
J'ai passé du temps avec mes amis.
J'ai passé du temps avec mes amis. Okay, and how would you be spelling passé?
P-A-S-S-E-A-K-I-T.
Okay, so this formation, this construction, takes the ER of the infinitive, drops that, adds iacute, and joins it to a part of avoir. Okay, so we've got the part of avoir, j'ai. We've got the infinitive, passé, ER. Take off the ER and add iacute. J'ai passé, I have spent, I have passed. J'ai passé du temps avec ma famille.
J'ai passé du temps avec ma famille.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, let's just run through this again. This is how you form the perfect tense, or the present perfect tense. The translation of the present perfect tense in its most basic form is have done something, I have done something, I have prepared, I have taken, I have spent, I have eaten, I have danced, and so on. It's the present perfect tense, or just the perfect tense. We'll just call it the perfect tense so as not to confuse it with the present. So, it's a part of avoir in the present, hence the present perfect. Part of avoir in the present. And added to that is the past participle. And the past participle of a regular ER verb is formed by taking off the ER and adding iacute. Let's put this to the test. Anna, how would you say, I have listened to some music?
J'ai écouté de la musique.
Très bien. J'ai écouté de la musique. And how would you be spelling the ending of écouter?
Iacute.
Good. J'ai écouté de la musique. Okay, how would you say, we have watched the television?
Nous avons regardé la télé.
And how are you spelling regarder?
With an iacute at the end.
Très bien. We're just reinforcing this, okay, just to make sure it's absolutely clear. How would you say, let's think of another example here, they have sung the song?
Ils ont chanté la chanson.
Ils ont chanté la chanson. And how would you be spelling chanté?
With an e acute at the end.
Okay. And what about she has danced with Fred Astaire?
Elle a dansé avec Fred Astaire.
Elle a dansé avec Fred Astaire. And how would you be spelling danser?
D-A-N-S-E-A-C-U-T-E.
D-A-N-S-E-A-C-U-T-E. So this E acute at the end is coming because we're taking the E-R of the infinitive, dropping the E-R and adding E acute. Now be aware that this works for regular E-R verbs. In next week's lesson, we're going to be looking at regular IR and RE verbs, which do work slightly differently. So we'll need to think a little bit more about that when the time comes. But for the time being, ER, take off the ER and add E acute to form the past participle. Okay, now, that's all very well, but we also need to think about how you do this in the negative. Let's remind ourselves of how we form the negative of a verb. Anna, how do you say I don't understand?
Je ne comprends pas.
Je ne comprends pas. How do you say I don't know?
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas. So where are you putting the ne pas?
Around the conjugated verb.
Okay, so it's going around the conjugated verb. Last time we were looking at the negative of the immediate future tense. So how would you say, I am not going to eat in the restaurant this evening?
Je ne vais pas manger au restaurant ce soir.
Je ne vais pas manger au restaurant ce soir. So where is the ne pas going?
Still around the conjugated verb.
It's going around the conjugated verb. Okay, now let's think about I have sung the song. Okay, I have sung the song. How would you say that?
J'ai chanté la chanson.
J'ai chanté la chanson. How would you say, I have not sung the song?
Je n'ai pas chanté la chanson.
And why do you think it's that?
Because we're still putting the ne and the pas around the conjugated verb.
Absolutely spot on. The ne and the pas is going around the conjugated verb, which in this case is?
Avoir.
Avoir. So it's je n'ai pas. Normally it's j'ai, okay, so j'ai apostrophe ai, but it still goes around the conjugated verb, which is e, je n'ai pas. And then we're following it with the past participle. Je n'ai pas chanté, y'a cute, la chanson. Je n'ai pas chanté la chanson. Now compare that with je ne vais pas chanter la chanson. What does that mean?
I am not going to sing the song.
I am not going to sing the song, the immediate future tense. Je n'ai pas chanté la chanson would mean
I haven't sung the song.
Yep, I haven't sung the song or I have not sung the song. Again, the ne pas is going round the conjugated verb. Now, when we're talking about this particular tense, the perfect tense, this verb that we're using, avoir, is a verb which helps us form this tense, okay? Some teachers might call it a helping verb. I would tend to call it the official name, if you like, which is the auxiliary verb. It's the verb which helps you form this tense. Avoir being the auxiliary verb for the perfect tense in this situation.
So, can I just double check that to form the perfect tense or the present perfect tense, you take the auxiliary verb, which we learned here in this case is avoir, and then you add the past participle.
Absolutely spot on. The perfect tense is formed by taking an auxiliary verb and adding the past participle. So your auxiliary verb here being avoir, it's conjugated. So you're going to say j'ai, tu as, il a, elle a, nous avons, vous avez, ils ont, elles ont. And add that to the past participle. Now, how have we found the past participle is formed using a regular ER verb?
You take off the ER and you add E acute.
Take off the ER and add E-acute. Okay, nice little rhythmic rhyme there. Take off the ER and add E-acute.
Take off the ER and add E-acute.
Okay, so to form the perfect tense, it's the auxiliary verb, in this case avoir, conjugated and added to the past participle. Now, does it get any more complicated if we make it into the negative, Anna?
Well, it's not too complicated. We just need to remember that the ne and the pas go around the conjugated verb, in this case, avoir.
That's it. And not around the conjugated verb plus the past participle, which is a very common mistake made by learners. So, just to repeat, the negative is formed by putting the ne and the pas around the conjugated verb, just like we've always done. And in this case, the conjugated verb is avoir. And then after that would come the past participle. Now, there's lots more practice on this in this week's bonus episode. And you'll obviously be able to read all the notes on how you form the perfect tense in this week's notes if you're a premium member or if you've purchased the extra materials. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.